Yes, hello. Welcome to the campus library. What services do you require? Oh, it's you. Yeah, I work at the library, dumbass. Astute observation. I suppose it would be obvious of me to assume that you're here to rent out a book. Really? The Curious Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? You don't really strike me as a Stevenson reader, you know. Well, no. Can you blame me? Look, when we did that group analysis of Fitzgerald, I figured you were more into modernism. What do you mean by that? Oh, please. I know how to analyze. And you're not all that deep. What? No, I don't want to come and find out. You're a presumptuous one, aren't you? Maybe you are full of surprises. Oh, you flatter yourself far too much. Relax, Dorian Gray. You get that reference, Gothic reader? Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I'll get the book for you now. Come with me. Did you really have to ask for that one? It's in such an awkward position for me to get. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get the library ladder out. And you better believe you're gonna be the one holding it. Tell you what, I'll ignore any late fees you might have or accrue in future if you hold the ladder. Deal? I knew even you could listen to reasoning. Okay. You got the bottom of the ladder now? You better hold on tight, or you'll wish I'd die falling from this ladder. Okay. Keep that thing steady now. I'm gonna find it. Let's see here. A, B, da, 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 K, R. Aha! S. Stevenson. No. Where is it? Hey! Hold that ladder still down there. What did I tell you? I'm serious. Stop laughing down there. I can see it on your dumb face. What do you care that my ears are floofed up? Of course they are. I'm stressed. Stressed because I don't want to go splat on the library floor. What? You? You couldn't catch me if you tried. I bet you'd stand in the wrong place. And you're probably not even strong enough to catch me anyway. Just because I'm a Neko doesn't mean I'm that light. Very funny. No, we don't always land on our feet. And I don't want to chance it this time. Why are we even entertaining this? Oh, I'm gonna keep so many cool books back from you. I mean it. Okay. Stop being a dick if you hold the ladder straight. Good Lord. That was scary. And you. You're a maniac. What's wrong with you, getting some twisted pleasure out of my fear up there? Okay. I did promise. I'm sorry. Ugh, are my ears still pointed upwards? I can't stop swooshing my tail either. No, I can't control it. It's instinctive, okay? fear response. There is nothing cute about it, you jerk. It is simply a natural response as an individual with feline traits. What's even remotely cute about it anyway? I just... oh, whatever. Here's your book. That might be the best analysis from you I've ever heard. There may be hope for you yet. I guess we are polar opposites. I guess I'm Dr. Jekyll and you must be Mr. Hyde. Oh, come on. You must see my point. I'm the respectable one, of course. I'm clearly more likely to be Jekyll. Well, I don't know. I can't be like you. You're so outgoing, so gregarious. Feels like you're part of all the cool clubs. I'm just the librarian. Yeah, it's a good gig. You don't need me to tell you that it's nice to have some extra cash for college. Oh, and I get to hold back all the books I want, too. Quiet, not too many people. I couldn't ask for anything better. No, I do not need company. Thank you very much. What is with you? You keep doing that. Don't play dumb. You know exactly what I mean. You keep saying all these flirty things, those comments. You're playing with me. You can't just say that. I don't want to play with you. What are you even implying by that? That's so naughty. I do not need to try to be naughty, thank you very much. What have I already told you? Now, enough of your flirty comments, popular kid. I need to sign your book out. Ow. Ugh. Stupid ladder. Why'd I leave it there? Yes, please. I would like a hand here. My ankle kind of hurts from that. Thanks. Yeah, I can stand. Thank you for noticing. You're, awfully considerate for someone who almost had me fall off a ladder. I must say. Yeah, I know you wouldn't have actually let me fall. At least, I sure hope you wouldn't. I meant what I said. You wouldn't have been able to catch me, you doofus. Yeah, whatever you say. Oh, really? Another deep analysis? Go on. What conclusion have you arrived at now? Yeah, that's actually fair enough. I did promise to stop being a dick. But go on, let's hear it. Why do you think I act this way then? Huh? What on earth does that mean? Sundere? Sundere? What? No, I don't read manga or watch anime. You're gonna have to tell it to me. Right. No, I do not have a crush on you. What an absurd suggestion. Why would I go out of my way to... I'm not even mean to you anyway. I'm just calling a spade, an idiot, and being honest. I'm only blushing because it's hot in here. I shouldn't have worn so many layers today. That's all, I swear. Hey, get your hands off my ears. Who do you think you are? I guess it does feel kind of nice. It's been a while since someone's done that, actually. That's so relaxing. Look, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You haven't done anything to warrant me being a loser to you. It isn't fair. Well, that's a hell of a question. Okay. Fine. Yes. I agree. I'll go on a date with you. I only have one request, though. Can it be a library date? Okay. It's a deal. Another one. And one more thing. Don't worry about signing out the book. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. At least I can do, right? Yeah. See you later. Bye. Oh, that's so amazing. Oh, I can't believe this is really happening. I could write a whole book about them. And I've never even been into romance. But maybe it'll be different this time. Just maybe.